Daniel here with Liliana and Adrian, and we're here again.
Wait, can you hear me clearly?
For another podcast.
Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you perfectly, Adrian. So we've just set up a new little studio, and we've got separate mics now because we always have the instance where Adrian likes to walk away from the mics, and now he is going to be loud and clear, I hope.
Yeah. Hopefully, yes.
Yeah.
Is this a test run?
No. So we're back again, and we're going to be discussing something really funny. So the kids and I, on a lot of times, we take drives in the car, don't we, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, driving to school, driving home from school, driving to the shops, driving to do a bike ride or walks or whatever we do. And we love listening to the radio. And one thing I love when the kids do is when they sing songs when they come on the radio. You guys have any favourite songs that you listen to right now?
I like Mood.
Bang.
What's that?
It's a song. I forgot who it's sang by.
Go out with a bang.
Oh, okay.
Bang, bang, bang.
Here. So the other day, I'll tell you a funny story, actually. The other day, I was listening to the radio. And I heard a song, and you probably heard of it, Let's Love by Sia, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you probably remember this as well. And I was telling you guys, can you listen closely to the lyrics, right? And I don't know why, but for some reason, there's a part in there where she actually says, where it sounds like she's saying, I throw up on you, and you throw up on me.
And she's actually saying, I want to play it for you. And you count on me.
That's right, yeah. So hang on, let me...
She sounds like, I throw up on you, yeah. You throw up on me.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, it's not. It's I show up for you, right? Here, listen. Yeah. Here we go. I throw up.
And I keep throwing up.
It doesn't sound like that, eh? So what she actually saying, like, I show up for you, you show up for me.
But it sounds like... And you throw up. And I keep throwing up. Now I've got the thing in my head where it's...
When you just think it's like another word, but it's not. But another word that sounds like what they're saying. It just keeps on turning out like that word.
Yeah, I know.
So weird.
I can't get out of my head every time I listen to the on the radio.
And you throw up
like I throw up. What's another one that you guys have heard before you got the lyrics wrong?
I'm a singlet.
Ah, single ladies.
Yeah.
So what did you think it said?
Singlet.
Singlet?
Oh, hang on, let's have a look. I'm a singlet. And I'm blue.
I'm a singlet. I'm a singlet. I'm a singlet.
It sounds like she's saying I'm a singlet. Wait, Lily, what was that other one? And it sounded like she's saying...
I want to hear it again. Hang on. What was it? I'm a singlet?
Yeah.
I'm a singlet.
All the singlets. I'm a singlet.
All the
singlets. There was this other one and it sounded like she was saying my butt or something. It sounded like she was saying something that involved her butt or something and it was so funny.
Yeah, what was it? Do you remember the song?
I can't remember what it was, but... There was also I'm blue. Lily thought it was if I'm green, like you know how it says, but Lily used to think it said I'm clean. If I was green, I would die. If I was mean, I would die. If I was clean, I would die.
Okay. Hang on, let me see if I can find it.
Lily used to think it was that.
Yup, it lives in a blue world. And all day and all night. And everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside.
Blue his house with a blue little window. And a blue
carpet.
And everything is blue for him. And himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
Here it comes. What does it say?
I'm green, I would die. If I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die.
If I was green,
I would die. If I was clean, I would die. If I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die. Sounds like he's saying, like, if I was clean, I would die. If I was mean, I would die. If I was green, I could die.
Oh, okay. Oh, what's another one?
I can't... Lily, what was that one, where it sounded like she was saying, I've got a big butt or something?
What?
It sounded like she was saying something like... she sounded like she was saying that involved her...
Who's the singer?
A butt. I can't remember,
You don't remember the
who
singer?
Was it?
Or what the song was called?
I can't remember either of it.
So, well, Age thinks of whatever one. Adrian, I'm not sure which one you were talking about with the butt one. But there was another one. There was another one with, hang on, Old Town Road. Hang on, I want to show you this one. All right, instead of Take My Horse to the Old Town Road... It's Take My Horse to the Hotel Room. Listen.
Is there an actual song?
No. This is the real song. Oh, listen, okay, to the lyrics. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the hotel room.
I still hear hotel.
It's taking a horse to a hotel room.
Hotel room, I'm gone.
Sounds like hotel room.
He must love his horse. He's taking it to the hotel room. Oh, and another one. Hang on. Oh, this is an old one. I remember this one too. The Elton John, Tiny Dancer. And it sounds like he's saying Tony Danza. You probably don't know who Tony Danza is, do you?
No.
Yeah, he used to be an actor in the 80s on a show called Who's the Boss. But instead of Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer, I remember thinking he used to say Tony Danza.
Lily, can you move your legs? You're sharing a seat. And I do not like it.
What?
Me and Lily sharing a seat and I don't like sharing it.
Oh, okay. So this one, another one, Selena Gomez, Good For You. But listen, no, listen to when she says, I'm 14 carats. It actually sounds like, if you close your eyes and listen to it, it sounds like she's saying, I'm farting carrots. Listen.
Or I'm farting cats. Listen.
Here it comes. Hang on.
I'm a 14 carat. I'm 14 carat. Don't it up like my eyes.
I'm 14 carat.
I said.
Listen again, hey.
I'm 14 carat. Move your damn legs. Lily, stop it.
I'm a 14 carat.
Oh my gosh.
I'm 14 carat.
The second one sounds more like it.
Yeah, the second one sounds more like...
I'm farting carrot.
Lily, can you sit properly? Just,
what are you guys... She's
just rubbing a butt all over me.
What is this room here for us?
She's got rubbing a butt all over my arm.
Not.
You are too.
Oh, jeez.
Cyndaquil.
Cyndaquil.
Let's see. Wait. Cyndaquil, Cyndaquil, Cyndaquil. Where is Cyndaquil?
Alright, here's another one that I remember. Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, an old 80s classic, right? So instead of Living on a Prayer, I used to think he was saying this one as well, Lemon and a Pear. So listen to this one. Go. Close your eyes, listen to this one. Lemon or a pear?
Squidward on a chair. This is what I think it's saying.
Who's Squidward?
Squidward's from SpongeBob.
Oh.
Listen.
Squidward on a chair. Squidward on a chair.
Squidward's from SpongeBob.
I never watched SpongeBob.
Kingsley. Squidward on a chair.
Dad, can I go to the garage and see Kingsley?
No.
Yes, I will.
No.
I'm going to.
Kingsley.
Okay, there was another one too. What was it? Oh, Friends with the Monster, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm friends with a monster. So
which one is it? So instead of saying I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed, it's I'm friends with the mustard that's under my bed.
I'm friends with the mustard.
Listen.
I'm friends with the mustard.
Hang on.
I'm friends with the monster.
Oh my gosh!
Listen. I'm friends with the mustard.
I'm friends with the monster. The
One more time. That is like so legit. Sounds like she's
friends with the monster, the son of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head.
Oh, friends with the mustard.
That was pretty funny.
Right. Empire State of Mind. Concrete jungles where dreams are made of. Listen, it sounds like it's saying concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. Hang on.
Wait.
Yeah. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Get it
Ollie, stop.
Wait till the lyrics have a chorus. Hang on.
BK is from Texas. Me, I'm my best. I home a you can
bring you. Hang on. Wet dream tomato. Listen. Close your eyes. Listen. Wet drip tomatoes.
Wet drip tomatoes.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, okay. So this is Greece, right? So in Greece, you're the one that I want. Instead of saying you're the, I've got chills, they're multiplying. You hear since I've got shoes that they're made of plywood.
I know this song. Right.
Hey, Danny Zuko. Hey, rocking, rolling, whatnot. Here we go. Listen to this. Sandy. So listen, close your eyes and listen to this. Okay. I've got shoes. I've got
they're multiplying.
I got shoes. They're multiplying.
I can hear I've got shoes, but I can't hear they're made of
time. Hang on.
Wait, do it again.
Listen, quicker.
Yeah, I hear it.
That's a good one too.
They're multiplying.
Oh wait, what's that song?
She got a fire.
You know that song?
Which one? What was the one you were thinking of, Age? About the butt.
You know that one, it's a dizzy, dizzy. I don't know.
She got a body like a da 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 da.
I don't know what you're saying. It's just going da 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 da. I forgot the lyric.
All right, I'm gonna do one more. All right, if you just try and keep remembering dancing. So dancing queen.
Wait, I'll search it up.
So here, last word lies dancing queen. Right. So where they say where they say, see that girl, watch that scene, dig in the dancing queen. It sounds like they're saying, see that girl, watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen. Hang on. Let me put it on. Close your eyes. Listen. See that girl, watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen. close your eyes and just like take it. See that girl. All right, that'll do. That's enough for now.
This is Smallpox.
So, Adrian.
Yeah.
Tell me a story.
We're doing a podcast, the end.
That's a bad story.
I'm eating grapes, the end.
Mm. And what are you playing online with your friends these days? What game are you playing? Fortnite?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What's new on Fortnite?
The Predator skin.
Predator skin!
And Terminator skin.
Do you know who the Terminator is? Oh, who is he?
Robot.
Yeah. What is he? What does he do? I watched
the movie.
Oh, that's good. I thought you were going to say you watched it. And do you know who the Predator is?
No.
Oh, okay. So what's your favourite skin at the moment?
Raptor. Halloween Raptor.
Oh, you're still using that one. Cool. That's all right. So I was playing, remember I was playing Back to the Future a little while ago, so I have an old Telltale game that I purchased, a few years ago now, of Back to the Future. It's really cool, eh? So it's like you'll choose your own adventure stories and...
You're Marty.
Yeah, you get to play the part of Marty, and it's great because the original cast, a lot of them come back to reprise their voices. So you've got the woman who played Jennifer on the original one, Claudia Wells. You've got Christopher Lloyd, who plays Doc.
Oh.
Even on the new edition, the one that just got released on Xbox a few years ago, the actor who played Biff, he came back. Thomas F. Wilson, that's the one. And Michael J. Fox, comes back just on the last episode, but prior to that, there was another stand-in actor who sounds exactly like him. It was pretty cool. I haven't played it for a long time, but then I started playing it again, and yeah.
And Dad, we told about them yesterday.
What?
The game, the mod.
Oh yeah, the mod on Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've been playing that. And I just got. What else did I get recently? Got a new Star Wars game, the Rogue Squadron one.
What's that?
It's a fighter pilot one. Haven't really played much of it yet. Haven't had much time to play it, but I got that as well. Seems pretty cool. Yeah. And what about you? What else have you been up to with your games? Any new games? Or are you still playing the old ones?
Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. You got those controllers on your Switch as well. Mm-hmm. How are they working out?
Good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And tell everybody what you did and how you did it? Yeah. Because maybe not a lot of people know that Nintendo Lights can use those.
Oh, yeah, Nintendo... If you don't know, the Nintendo Switch Lights can connect to those Joy-Cons that come with the normal Nintendo Switch, and that's what we did. So me and Lily, we connected them to our Switches, and I played Let's Go Eevee with Lily on her Switch, and me and Dad, one day when Lily was at Nana's house having a sleepover with her cousins... We played Super Smash Bros. And we also played Mario Kart. And it was really funny because Dad, I was trying to teach Dad how to play Super Smash Bros. And he just kept on pressing random buttons and kept on trying to kill me.
So he didn't know what to do.
I know, but I was teaching you how to play.
The downside of it is, yeah, you can have two players using these joysticks, but the downside of it is you've got to still look at the if you've got Nintendo Lite, you still have to use
the same screen.
Yeah, on the Nintendo Lite. You can't plug it into your television. Yeah, so if you're traveling, if you're on the road, it's actually quite good because, you know, you can't take your TV with you. So you're just taking your Nintendo Lite with a couple of joysticks and then you can have two players in the back seat while you're driving. That's pretty good. So we sort of could take advantage of that on our long drive the other day when we did a trip to Dubbo. So a 5-hour drive, sometimes is a very good idea to have something like that with you.
But
Dad, the song's called Bang Bang.
Bang Bang? And yes. What? Yeah, but what's the lyric thing that you were talking about? So we're going back to the funny lyrics again.
Yeah.
Well, what does it sound, what happens in it? Is it the butt one?
No.
Then what is it?
You get it. What is it?
Oh, that's her favourite song.
Okay.
What are you doing?
What is it?
Don't worry about it.
Lily, we don't care about it.
We're talking about something else now.
Yeah. She got a body like an hourglass, but I thought it was she got a body like a cereal box.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Lily.
There.
It's always the way. Like, you're in the middle of a conversation and you guys just interrupt all the time.
We just interrupt and change the subject.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
Diggersby!
You just butt in, interrupt, and then when I need to talk to you, I have to say something 5 or 6 times before you actually pay attention.
Grandpa!
Takes a while, does it?
Yeah, the most frustrating thing about that is the mornings. Oh my god, I can't stand it in the mornings. You guys, in the mornings,
I think all parents can relate.
Yeah, well, and I know you guys know you do it too.
What? Do what?
It's just, so now we're going back to school, right?
Yeah.
So in the mornings, especially when it's a school day, right, we've got to get up early because we've got to get in front of the damn traffic.
You should see what Asian
you
does.
You guys dawdle and you waste so much time.
And AG eats his vitamin C first.
I know, and Adrian always chooses. He's got nice warm porridge in front of him with his apples and his toast or whatever he's got. But he chooses to have his vitamin C's, those dissolvable vitamin C's that he has in the mornings before he eats anything. And he's just sitting there sucking on a vitamin C for at least 15 minutes before he even touches his breakfast. Yeah. And then you guys are wasting time in the mornings. I feel like, you know what I feel like in the mornings? I feel like I'm one of those gym coaches. I have to keep an eye on you. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Hurry up. Hustle. Let's go. Let's go. You've got to have your breakfast now. Come on. Get Adrian. Wow, come on. You got 5 more minutes. You got 5 more minutes to eat that porridge. Yeah, Lily, get in the bathroom. Go brush your teeth. Adrian, go and get your brushes. Go and brush your hair. Come on. Come on, everybody. Let's go. And then, heaven forbid, I leave you to do your thing and I go and have a shower and get myself ready and I come back and you're still sitting at the table staring at a wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saving a secret chat with Lily.
See, you're not even listening to what I'm saying now. Look, you're talking to each other. What? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
His secret...
Look, what is he saying?
Nothing.
He said the...
No, no, no.
He said the shagumpa... What was that?
Shababi Manino.
He keeps saying Shababi Manino. Stop.
Now what's he saying? What's he saying?
I can't hear him.
It's all right. The microphone can pick
him
up.
First he said, Shapapi nu inu. And then he said,
Nino.
Lego Dimensions.
Oh, he wants to play Lego Dimensions.
No.
Why do you want to play Lego Dimensions?
Just Lily listen.
No, I'm not listening.
Can he read a bit of my
deal? Is he trying to make a deal with you?
Wait,
Lily.
Yes, he is.
What's the deal?
If she reads a bit of my book, she has to play Lego Dimensions with me.
Oh, Adrian.
What, you can actually...
So, I hope, anyway. I hope we get better in the mornings. I think I'm going to start waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning now.
What?
Well, it takes you an hour just to get yourself ready. And then it takes us 40 minutes just to drive to school because the traffic is terrible and our great council has decided to do more roadworks on the way to your school and no matter which direction you head in. Yeah. Oh, Nana's on the call. Hang on. Let's take a call from Nana. Hello.
What did the doctor say?
About what?
The results you got.
Ah, they said I can't get pregnant. I said I can't have a baby, unfortunately.
Never mind, you can adopt one.
Oh, okay.
Can you even see what he's wearing?
Yes, so I can see what he's wearing.
Do you know
what
we're recording doing? You. We're listening to your conversation.
We're having a podcast.
You're on the podcast now, Ma.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You're tell cool. Papa.
Yeah, where's old Papa? But now she's not going to talk. I'll talk for her. Hello, my name's Doris. What? We'll talk then. What are you doing?
I just finished cleaning.
Ah, again? Did you finish your roast chicken? Okay.
Of course she did. Nana's going
to
hang up.
No, Nana's not going to hang up. You talk to Nana.
Nana, no, but why won't Nana? Why won't Nana talk?
I'll talk. Make her talk. Hello, my name's Doris. I'm from Malta. I clean. I cook. I don't do anything else. That's it. I complain a lot.
Not true.
Not true? What?
She doesn't complain.
Doesn't she? Okay.
No, I don't do
it. Right.
Doctor said I'm fine, Ma.
But the doctor also said he's not able to have a baby.
Yeah, they said I can't.
No, I wanted another grandson. Or no, that's not fair. Okay. All right. As long everything's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. Fine.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. Are you bringing Kingsley tomorrow to Mendes?
Yeah.
Oh, don't.
Why?
Because Bobby's not going to be there.
Why not?
She's got to take him to the next door neighbour because there is a lot of young kids coming.
Well, Bobby's friendly.
I know, but he might... They might... I don't know. How come you didn't go anywhere today? You stayed home.
We did. We went to the shops.
Yeah, we went to the doctor's.
But yeah, I had to go to the shops too. I had to get an art smock for Lily because she's lost hers from last year. She only just told me yesterday.
Of course.
And then I went to the bookstore to get a few books. I went to Dimmick's and I got the number for the owner there and asked about putting my book out there as well. Anyway, I'm going to talk to her. I'll talk to them about it and see if they can put my book out. At that bookstore.
Can I put it back on the white label?
What else? Then we had lunch and we bought a new microphone for the podcast. That's why we're doing a podcast now. So I've got a nice little filter here for mine.
Wow.
And I got one here for the kids as well. So the kids can have their own separate mic so Adrian can, he keeps running around and going cray cray while we're doing a podcast because he's got ants in his pants.
Like,
so now I can sit them on the other side and they don't have to keep crowding around me onto the one mic. So now we've got a professional thing set up. And look, I've got the couches set up as well. Hang on. Lily, take a photo. Send it to Nana so she can see what we've done. There. Can you see it?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not there.
Poops.
You got to look in your messages, Mum.
You just got...
Oh, now it is. Wait a minute.
Adrian.
What? I didn't do anything.
Was it under you?
No, Lily.
Oh, Lily.
Are you looking at Facebook Messenger? Because she texts it. Which messenger?
Oh, is it on Facebook?
No, not on Facebook. No, she doesn't use Facebook. She uses normal texts. It's the green...
Isabella? Amelia? Where are you, Lily? I can't find you.
Search it up.
Did you block me?
You blocked
me. No, I didn't block you.
Okay, then search up my name.
Isabella? Hello, Isabella? Wait a minute.
Did you send it to Nana?
Yes, I sent it to Nana.
Are you looking at... Where are you looking?
I'm looking at Facebook and I'm looking at Messenger.
She's not on Facebook.
Well, where is she?
What's she on there?
What is she on?
She's on just normal iPad Messenger, Dad. Not Facebook Messenger.
Just get on Messenger.
The green, the green icon, the green one.
How hard is this?
The green one with the with the speech bubble.
Which one is that?
Let me get my glasses.
It's just the normal Apple one. It's a green square with a white speech bubble in the middle of it.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I never hardly go on that one.
Well, because my kids aren't on Facebook.
Oh, okay, I can see it now.
Yeah.
Right. What did you do? What did you do? Put those two chairs together.
The chairs go like that too.
Oh, I didn't know chairs.
They swivel 360 degrees, Ma.
Oh, okay.
They do it that you can separate them to have two couches. And you swivel them 180 degrees and, well, 360, depends on how.
Oh.
And okay, then you can put the table in the middle.
I didn't know they can do that.
What? Dad does. He knows they can do that.
Okay.
What? Mr. Chair.
Just show him. She hung up. What did she do? What did you just do? You press the red button again. What does this button do? The red button is hanging up, Ma. You have to remember that. The red button ends the calls.
All right, I have to fold the clothes now.
All right, you can show Dad when you hang up. All right, then.
What? What does he want? What does he want to know for?
Say if he wants to put the chairs like that one day.
What for?
I don't know. So he can look in your eyes when he talks to you instead of looking at the iPad.
Okay. Now I know how you do it.
Yeah, so you separate it.
You know I can do it.
And you turn them.
Yeah.
All right.
I know I can do it too.
All right, there you go.
All right.
All right, bye. Then. Say bye, Nina.
Bye, Nina.
See you tomorrow.
What time is it again? 11:30.
11:30.
Oh, get up early.
Get up that early? You're closer to Amanda than me.
Well, still, it's early for me. I like to sleep in on Sunday.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.
I don't know if
this is a very casual podcast.
True. Can someone put that in the sink for me?
If you're still here, congratulations for not being bored. Like, I am bored already. You should earn a certificate for being not bored.
Clap for whoever does it.
Clap for YN. Y-N.
What's Y-N?
It means your name.
Oh. On the next episode of Small Parts, Adrian miraculously is early for school. And Lily listens to her dad the first time and does what she's told instead of him repeating himself. Stay tuned for this miraculous event on the next Small Parts.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's probably not going to be true. Bye.
Bye.